from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're in media.
Yep.
Tour de Delco stop number 4 for us. Dining Out of the Stars happening tonight. Everything today brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco's a lot, and they're right. Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com.
Ike has signed 2 jerseys.
There was a second Reese jersey?
Yeah. It was the number 58.
Wow, that's awesome. What?
First of all,
what?
Y'all gonna quit acting like y'all shocked.
No.
I just haven't seen them when we've been out. I haven't seen them, that's all.
All right, well, come out a little more.
Wow.
I'm out as much as you are.
Wow.
I'm sure. Yeah.
This is more for Jack.
Oh, okay.
Like, believe me, I know when he's digging.
I was excited.
I know when he's digging.
Oh. So you don't think Jack's being complimentary?
No, of course
there.
He's not.
Well, it's a big day.
Still holding what I said about the Division II.
Oh, right.
You know he holds grudges.
Yeah, right.
He waits on his opportunity to jump back on you.
Yeah, well, pause. I'm just saying, like, I haven't seen him sign that many jerseys in a long time.
Yes, well, I mean, of mine.
Of mine.
Is what
yeah.
you're saying.
That's
yes.
what I mean. Yes. 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 But I thought it was cool. I was like, that's awesome.
Well, I bought up most of the Ike Reese jerseys.
And Spike has one of them.
Yes, and Spike has
I do have one
of the few that I don't have.
Hey, do you need a Bloomsburg jersey?
I do not.
I have one.
Do you?
Yeah.
We ought to work. Do you really have your jersey?
Yeah, we wore camo one day and they let us keep it. So it's like maroon camo.
They let you keep. You didn't even take your game jerseys.
We played Division II baseball. Yeah. It wasn't like we couldn't just get rid of it and then the
No, I meant when you decided you weren't.
Nah, because, yeah, I'm a good guy. I gave the scholarship back, and...
Oh, I definitely would have kept the jersey then,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
they would have printed another one. They would have made another 34 jersey.
No, well, I was 29. That's why I failed.
Oh, I thought you were 34.
Oh, that's a terrible number.
I know.
Yeah.
I knew my career was over when I was issued the number 29.
All right. We've got big news on the line.
What we got?
Chip Snapper.
Oh, okay.
We're all waiting to find out the big news about Delaware County. What's up?
I don't know if you can hear me or not.
And we can hear you.
Dining under the... Well, I'm going to tell you in a minute, but first, we were out there last Wednesday and we scoped it out. The media dining under the store. Duffy's out front of Spazzo, but he's a little nervous. He didn't know...
Why is he nervous?
He didn't know there was a courthouse right there in media. He still has an outstanding warrant from when he got caught streaking at the Bazaar of All Nations a few years back.
Wow, I wonder how they would have picked him out of that crowd. I'm sure there were a lot of people.
That Drexelbrook place you were at yesterday, it's a nice place. We had I went to a wedding out there, and only one of the bridesmaids was pregnant at the time.
Oh.
That was a good sign.
Yeah, I guess that is a positive.
One of the bridesmaids were pregnant? She was
pregnant? Only one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Eggy got confused for Media's Dining Under the Stars website. It encouraged people to eat al fresco, so he took all his clothes off.
Yeah, I don't think that's what al fresco means. Yeah.
Well, in Clifton Heights, dining under the stars means your wife threw you out, and now you're eating Campbell's chicken and star soup in a can.
Hey, yeah, Jack, slightly different vibe in Clifton Heights. Yep.
The website also says no animals, but Flynn's still going to bring his emotional support ferret out. So you'll be aware.
Seems like a rabies problem maybe there, emotional support ferret.
I don't want to get into it. It's a private story. They have they want you to supervise your kids. That's no problem. Eager Bill already dropped his kids off at the pool.
Nah, I don't think that's what they mean by the kids. Yeah.
Duffy tried to go to something similar. Remember that dinner en blanc down there in Philly? He had a problem. He showed up wearing a white hat, white shirt, white jacket, white shoes, but they threw him out because of his brown pants.
That's disgusting.
Tell him. But we're ready for our announcement. And good news, we found a spot for Chip Snappers and Delco. It's a nice place in Seacane. So
great news in Seacane.
Chip Snappers, Seacane. It's great, but we've been already open. People don't want to go home at 2 a.m. We're having more trouble closing now than the Phillies do.
Yeah, they're not good times for the Phillies, but great that you guys are going to be in Delco.
Yes.
Tell Ike that we're moving a lot of Ike juice already.
I like that. I like that.
Well, he's right here. You just told him.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Ike.
Yeah, I'm here.
It's a can of Schmidt's beer cold with a shot of pickle juice, and we pour it into a Wawa coffee to-go cup.
That sounds terrible.
Remember, if you got to go, we got the cup. And by the way, hey, Jack, we rarely use the I word here either.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Well, I'll let Elliot know.
Income. Okay. So we're working on the menu for Chip Snappers Sea Kings. We're going to serve crab legs, crab balls, and clams on the half shell. But we're not doing any. We're not doing anything with seafood.
Wait a minute.
That's not seafood?
Yeah, crabs? What kind of crabs are you selling?
Paul Paul's in here. He's actually an OG of Delco. And he used to eat at a place in Upper Chai called Fit to Be Fried. He ate there so much he wound up over in Riddle Hospital that he had to give him a media bypass.
That's a bad one.
Media bypass.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah.
That's a word. By the way, a moment of silence for the Riddle Ale House and your bus career.
Yes.
And the Battle of Brandywine was the War of 1812. 1812 Chester Pike. Mr. and Mrs. McCrossin got into an argument, lasted 4 months. I do want to congratulate the Newtown Square Little League team, but they proved they're from Philly, just like last year's team from Media and the Sixers. They can't pass the second round.
Oh.
They're 12.
It's rough. Well, the only thing that counts is winning. You're either, second place is first loser.
I learned that from Jolovitz.
Yeah.
You can be a bum at 12.
Did you boo him?
I would, but I don't see them yet. And anyway, let me get out of here. The overall, our gang is really flourishing out here in Delco, and I want to thank all you. Because even the girls on the Avenue, they were working Baltimore Pike, but the cop pushed them onto the blue route. And now that they have stoplights. And they guarantee if you get on in Lancaster Avenue, they'll have you off by McDade Boulevard.
Oh, all right. That's enough. We'll see. We're glad you're in Delco.
Always made
it go
one joke
too
far.
Yep, one joke too far. We're glad you're in Delco.
Beautiful Secan.
Now, Secan.
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 Now, by the way,
Secaucus.
Joe Conklin is actually doing something good. There's an organization around
really?
Here. Yes, called A New Way for Purpose. And what it does is it gives people with disabilities the opportunity to get jobs. There's actually a couple of places down here on State Street that has it. What's it called? Game on State has it, which is an arcade. They sell candy there. They give people those opportunities. So Glenn and Joe Conklin, Glenn McNeil, Joe Conklin, doing a fundraiser for them, fundraiser gala, October 5th. You can get tickets at anewwayforpurpose.org. And can you believe that? Joe Conklin actually doing something good for the community.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So a couple of places, by the way, here on the street. So Game on State, and then there's a printing place, Print on State, which does custom printing here. They also give opportunities to people with jobs with disabilities. So, and you can also get Joe Conklin's other dates where he's not doing good. He's just telling jokes at
JoeConklin.com.
There we go. I did let him go one too many jokes.
Yeah. It's tempting.
And then on a high note.
Yeah, when he's on a roll, you want to hear more. And then you're like, yeah, you know the bad one's coming sooner or later.
Yeah, should have heard one less. Steve and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What up, Steve?
Hey, guys. I haven't talked to you in a week. How you doing?
We're good, Steve. How you
what's
doing?
Up, Steve?
I'm better. I waited 2.5 hours last week, and I couldn't take it anymore. So I'd hang up.
So, oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, you guys
that's
got a
my fault.
Going on today, mother from another. You got the Chip Snapper dude. Next, all you need now is Arthur.
Well, don't
yeah,
ask
don't worry
for
you.
Arthur.
He'll call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You say his name three times, he so won't anyway. Leave. He's like Beetlejuice. You don't want to invite him in. He's like a vampire.
Hey, Jackie, stole me a call about that caviar last week. I hope I can get it in your fantasy.
Well, no, so you already. I have a list of Foxhole men.
Yeah, yeah, you're on the
list. I don't have to call you.
Yeah, you don't get any.
We didn't win anything. Yeah. You were able to be a Foxholeman. So congratulations.
Okay.
No, anyway. Sounds so disappointed.
I know. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's really just like an honor thing. It's to make you feel good in your gut. That's about it.
Yep.
Waiting 2.5 hours makes no feel good. So anyway.
All right.
That's why.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse left.
pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What are we doing here?
Your take, Steve?
Yeah, you got anything on sports? You're just going to complain.
Yeah, I do. Jalen Hurts. I just don't know about that red shirt, man. I mean, he could throw all the interceptions during the season, but, you know, for them guys say 64% over Wilt Chamberlain in a preseason, you know what I mean? It doesn't make sense.
Fairness, Steve, in fairness, we don't know if the Wilt 100-point thing actually happened.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Oh, there you go. You had to think about that for a second. Yeah. Hold on, he serious?
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing. No. Here's the thing, Steve. Here's the thing on the Jalen thing. If he threw 12 interceptions and completed 60% of his passes in training camp, I can promise you there would be a lot of people very upset here. So while you don't have to think it makes him, Tom Brady or whatever, the fact that he, with a new offensive coordinator after such a bad season, came in and has been as good in training camp as he could be. It's still just training camp, but I can tell you if it went the other way, we'd certainly have an opinion about that too.
Just ask Kenny Pickett.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. Now that's a good one. Sideway Jackie Baseball, I'm still, on the fence about these guys. They're scaring the you-know-what out of me.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. Like you mentioned about Castellano doesn't get a day off. Who is he, God? You know what I mean?
Well, no, he's Cal Ripken. Yeah.
All right.
Well, it was...
I'm just still...
Well, I think Harper's banged up. If I had to guess, I think Harper's banged up and he's dealing with a little bit of something and they didn't want to push it on Sunday. Like I think Rob Thompson's not negligent. I think he knew that Bryce Harper was there. I just think that OG Wade, would you call?
Yeah.
We're trying to do a radio show.
Give me the violin.
Yeah.
He's hurt. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jay Lou was hurt all last year, too, I believe.
Call in, OG.
We're not doing a live show right now.
Well,
OG from Spazos.
Yeah.
First time, long time.
Everywhere you go. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I go to pee and I'm like, is OG going to be there? You know?
He's like the boogeyman.
Yeah. I think at some point we're going to have to, and there's nothing you can do, right? I mean, his body is what it is. But Bryce Harper's had a lot of things over the last 5 years since he's been here from an injury standpoint. And he's not old. You know, a lot of baseball players play until they're 40 years old. It's certainly late into their 40s. Well, play late into their 40s. But it's fair to note.
I mean, it is his 13th.
And he's 12th or 13th
an older
season.
31. Yes. Yeah. Yes. He's been in the league since he was 18 years old. He has a violent-ish swing. He plays, playing
hard all the time.
Yeah, well, most of the time. But when he plays hard, he,
I meant on defense.
Yeah, aggressively. Yes. He plays aggressively. And I think it's, it's more of a question about how they evolve this team and whether the team needs, like, when you have to start thinking about, do we need a best player next to our best player? You know, when.
Well, it's supposed to be Trey.
Well, but it's not. Well, it's not.
It is in a sense, though, right? I mean, Trey's an all-star level player,
but. Like, I'm thinking...
You want Soto.
I want Soto.
What?
I just...
Okay.
Yeah, I think...
It's going to cost us another...
$500 million.
Yeah, he'd be $500 million.
That's fine. It's not all in 1 year. It's not my money. They have enough guys on this team making a big number for moderate production. Castellanos makes $25 million.
Yep.
Tywan Walker makes $16 million. JT Realmuto makes $25 million. Now, obviously, there's more to him than just
offense.
Just offense. Yep. But, like, I could think of a better way to spend that, $60 million they have invested in those three guys. Mm. So, But even so,
sounds like a trade for Soto this offseason.
Well, no, he's a free agent. We have to outspend the Mets and the Yankees. That's all we got to do is outspend the Mets and the Yankees.
Well, getting Soto would make Joe Giglio happy.
Well, I mean, he's 26 years old. He's debatable.
You're at the selling.
But from a
would it be funny if
we'll take him
if Giglio tried to trade Soto his first year?
He would.
Well,
there
he
would be
would
no
try to trade him in his first year.
Heartless.
But I do think the question is, at some point, you're going, like, Bryce is going to have to be on a plan where he is managing games. You know, he's going to have to be on a planned 130 games a season. Playing. I mean, he is.
I mean, we got to get to 500 home runs, bro.
That's going to be tough.
Well, playing 120 games, sure.
Well, he hits what, 32 home runs a year,
and he's not usually a 40 guy.
Does he have? Was he at 300 or two?
He's at three, a little over three. Just got over three last year.
Yeah, that's 6 years. He had 6 years of 30. He's still not there. And I don't know. I just like whatever it is. I think at some point the team has to start thinking about how do we make his career last. We get the best.
More years. Yeah. Well, how many more years is it? Eight?
We have eight left. Yeah. And I'm sure we're going to give him three more.
Oh, he's giving him at least three more.
Whatever we give him. But so,
he's going to DH when Schwarber leaves.
I just want him. I want him to be able to be productive this entire time. And I don't want the last 4 years of Harper's career here to be that he's an anchor. He's too good a player. And it's not about this year. It's just like an aside.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, it's like managing. You're trying to manage.
He's got
so you can get more. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
He's had a wrist this year. He's had a hamstring this year. Yep. He's had a back twice this year. He's had Tommy John surgery. Like, this is a lot of stuff. And if you are going to extend, if we want his career to extend into the late 30s, he's going to have to change the way he plays. And look, part of it is playing first base rather than right field, I think. Mm-hmm. But part of it's going to have to be games, and part of it's going to have to be on the organization to, by the way, make him know that the team can survive without you playing out there. So.
Also, part of it is you can't run the first base 100 miles per hour every time.
That's right, Spike.
How about when he hits a fly ball to left center, he not pretend that it's out when it's not out so he could wind
but what,
up.
But what if it really looks like it's going out?
Well, it happens a lot. I think he probably needs maybe glasses too because his judgment about whether
the
ball is going out,
he
doesn't always nail it. He doesn't always nail it. Seems like it's happened a bunch of times this year. So speaking of Bryce, Chuck from Mount Airy, you're on WIP. Uh-oh. What up, Chuck?
Spiko, and Jacko. That's your name.
And Robbo.
Oh, Robbo,
Chuckle.
Robbie, he's there too?
Yeah, yeah. Chuckle, he's still there.
Oh, man, you got the whole gang there, man. And OG way there. I just follow y'all on tour, huh? Everybody, y'all set up, man. Hey, listen, the Phillies, never mind. I don't even want it. Never mind.
He just gave up.
Wow. Yeah, you're just giving up, Chuck?
He's pivoting to the Eagles now.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it. Get to the Eagles, please.
Yeah, they're pathetic. I don't even have anything to say about the Phillies. They're done. Stick a fork in them. Rest in peace. You know, better luck next year. It pains me to say that. But I really called up, right? Eagles, we got enough time to talk about the Eagles, right? Down in Under the Stars is a great event, right? And I came to address Ike, okay? Ike, you like to leave real quick after this. Chickies and peach, you're gone. You know what I mean?
That's true.
It's true. It's a safe spot down there in media. I need for you to go and visit parents, okay? The nice cigar lounge there. You don't have to rush home at night. Renee. You know what I mean?
I'm right across the street from it, Chuck.
Oh, there it is.
I'm looking right at it.
Yeah, do you know, Chuck, do you know a listener liked Ike so much he dropped off cigars for him today?
Yeah.
Wow.
We can't, the OG way it's here, we don't even see Chuck.
You know, I'm plenty of time for you guys to see me move. You guys are getting money. I got to make my money. You know what I mean? So I'm getting money.
All right,
like
fair enough.
I feel you.
Fair enough.
Listen, do not rush out. You guys, I'm telling you, Spike, you'll see next week when you had a fantasy draft. There'll be three rounds left. Be out of the door. Man, I'm gone.
Gone.
On 76.
True.
Or wherever you are, already on the fridge, everything. Stay there for a little bit. Have something to eat, Ike. Get a drink and go smoke a nice cigar. I'm just saying, man. That's all. It's going to change your life, man. Parents is a beautiful spot. And they got a bar there, and they got food, finger foods in there. Nice spot, man, all right?
Finger foods. I never thought I'd hear Chuck say finger foods.
I like that, Chuck. Right, I appreciate it. Thank you, brother.
There we go.
Enjoy yourself, man. That's a beautiful town. Me and my lady frequent down there in media. And media is a beautiful place, man. I love media. I really do. Wow. Out of all the places, out of all the, you know, the crappy old places in Delco, I love media, though. Media is a beautiful
Wow. Awesome, Chuck.
Wow, that was a pivot. He went from complimenting media to dumping all over every other town.
Yeah, it's all the crappy places in Delco.
And I've already said I'm coming back.
I know.
And I didn't even realize the cigar bar is right here across the street from me. I'll definitely be back to that place.
You know what we're going to do? Like, we're going to walk you over to the Wawa, and we're going to have a meal right on the trash can.
Yes.
Yeah. That's real Delco.
That's true
right
Delco.
With Joe or – not Joe, but – what's my guy's name?
Chip Snapper.
What Chip Snapper just suggested.
So
no, not
whole,
that.
Yes,
not that.
That stuff in the Wawa cup. That
so the good. I always felt like when I lived in Springfield, there was a Wawa, one of the old Wawas without the gas.
Yeah.
And I would go in there in the morning sometimes, and the old guys drinking coffee by the trash cans and smoking.
Yep.
I always felt like they were judging me.
Yes.
You know?
They were judging.
I wanted them to accept me, actually. No. Like, I went into, there's a Duke's, there's like an old bar in
right across
in Springfield, and I went in there. Like, the music stopped. Everyone looked at me. They knew I didn't belong in there. And the old guy smoking with the coffee, they knew I didn't belong.
You call me, and we go in together, and everything's fine.
I would love to. Yep.
All right.
Well, but they're going to know you didn't know Sylvia Segrist.
That's true. Then we might be both booted out of there.
Rob Ellis, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, brother.
Robbie E.
Delco man.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for people's champ.
Me and Rob, Delco man.
Yeah. Coming up next, everyone's favorite portion of the WIP Afternoon Show. It is the Top 5 at 5. We are in media for Dining Under the Stars, brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco's a lot, and they're right. Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.